there's a fire burning in the house, and we've got to, you know, strike it while it's hot, as they say. And so I just wanted to key off what Pastor Love and Chris had in their hearts and sort of make that what we're going to do this morning, a part of what we're going to do anyway this morning. It's that pouring in, and it's a pouring in from heaven. And see, it neutralizes all that's in the natural. Okay. And to God, it is small. It's just nothing to him, but it's still in the way. So it's a chemical thing that, you know, it dissipates or dissolves the natural, because everything from God has to be heavenly. Everything with him transcends to heaven. Everything. His headquarters is in heaven. His throne is in heaven. His rules and his laws in heaven. The word is forever established above the heavens, you know. So everything with him has to transcend to the heavens and to eternal life. And whatever it takes to get you to heaven, I'm not talking about when you die now. Let me put it this way. Whatever it takes to get you to live in the heavenlies, God will neutralize it so that now you can only see from a heavenly perspective. Men have been small-minded, natural-minded. And that's why he says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. And I'm going to say it like this: be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that your mind will be heavenly-minded and big and not earthly-minded and small and selfish. So what is it? Whatever he has to do to get you to heaven, he's going to do it. I'm not talking about when you die, because everything with him has to transcend to the above world. So you guys remember what Jesus would tell the Pharisees and such. And the Jews, he says, I'm from above, but you are from beneath. I'm from the higher world, you're from the lower. Okay. And so then he starts to take us and say, now I need you to be from the higher one also. Every dealing with your life is to get you to start living in the spirit, is to start living in the heavenly realm. Everything that he does is to get you to live in the spirit. We have to know what it means to live in the heavenly realm. And I know that's pretty much foreign to most Christians, but God will stop at nothing until he begins to get you to see it. He will decrease you so that he can increase you. Okay. So that little bit of milliliter, whatever is in the cup, he's like, that has to be dealt with. And he has to get you on a different plane, a different ground, in a different environment, operating at a different mode, learning the mysteries of God, learning the heavenly realm, and walking in the spirit of eternity. And the Holy Spirit says to you right now, I'm going to use a worldly phrase just to kind of, you know, put a little levity to it. It's okay, now, how do you like me now, right? Because I'm going to get you in heaven, even though you don't deserve it, even though you can't work for it, even though you can't do anything to get there. How do you like me now? I'm going to get you there. My plan is, look, you guys, we know that scripture, right? God says, I have a plan for you. Listen, it has nothing to do with this earth. So we've turned that around a little bit, said, God got a plan for me. We use it for our own, what we thought a plan was. And you know, I got a plan for you to get you out of the natural into the spirit. I got a plan for you to get you out of the world, because the world is corrupt. The world is decaying. The world is maddening. The world has no peace in it. The world is full of fear and anxiety. The world is full of hate. And you know, I have a plan for you. I'm going to take you out of the world. All right. and I put you in a whole nother realm and a whole nother sphere. I'm taking you out of the world to bring you into another place. So then the scriptures, you know, sometimes we have the saying about, you know, we cross Jordan. Spiritually, you can cross Jordan when you're 18 or 22 or 24 and still have 100 more years. And let's cross Jordan this morning and let's live on the other side where there's an increase and when there's a love. He's able to clothe you with a different spirit. Right? If you can stand up, Pastor Love. He's able to clothe you with a different spirit. And Pastor Love, you guys remember the scripture about he will give you the garments of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, right? He's going to, so he, that's not poetry. That's not poetry. Rainey, let me see your garment of praise. I know it's just a regular scarf, but it looks like a garment of praise, don't it? I'm trying to get you in the spirit, see? Right, because if we don't get in this, thank God for Sandra. If we don't get in the spirit, that's my way of saying hi. Our praises are still earthly. Can you follow me? Remember, everything he does, everything shifted at the cross in the resurrection. Now he moved the headquarters from natural Jerusalem to a heavenly Jerusalem, right? Remember, the Jerusalem that's above is free, and it's the mother of you all. That's where you start dancing in the new Jerusalem, because you're free as a bird. And this is when you get the garment of praise, right? But it's a spiritual garment. It's not made up praise. It's not forced praise. It's a praise that's bursting out of the heart because he done put a garment on me. And now I feel like dancing in praises. Praising not because it's a rule, but because there's a garment on me. And I can't help but praise now. You don't have to tell me to do it. You don't have to say at the beginning of the service, okay, everybody stand up and praise God and force it. No, there's a garment of praise that's on me, and it makes me want to dance because the spirit of heaviness now of the world is gone off of me. So right? Your life, my life has to have a garment of praise on it. We got to get in the spirit. Look, everything transcends to heaven. Everything with God, everything transcends to heaven. If I have a purpose for your life, it's to get you in the heavenly realm because the earth is corrupt, it's judged. So even when you pray, I want you to pray from a heavenly mode. I want you to pray in the spirit. I'm not talking about tongues. I want you to pray in the spirit. In other words, out of the world, into heaven. The Holy Spirit controlling all your words, controlling how you think, controlling how you breathe, controlling what you say. Pray in the Spirit. Get off the earth and pray in the Spirit. Because everything transcends to heaven, right? And he looks at you and says, okay, what do I have to do to get you there? I got to put a cross in your life to get you to heaven. He's breathing on you, by the way. So we're not earthly anymore. We're heavenly now. We're heavenly. We speak a different language now. We pray a different kind of prayer. We have the spirit of praise on us. And it's so real. I really don't want to let you go. Just stand as long as you can. You know what the scripture says. The scripture says that Look, Rob, to the Laodicean church, he said this: you think you're rich, but you're poor and blind. And you know what the other word he said? You're naked. Oh, you're saved, but you're still naked. He says, buy from me gold tried in the fire that you can be rich, right? And he goes on and he said, and buy from me clothes. This is the cross now. That I can cover your nakedness. Look, your earthliness. You haven't transcended, so your untranscendedness and the shame of it. See, there's a shame in being still earthly, see? And that's why he does all he can to get us out of the shame of the world and to get us into this heavenly kingdom. Look, where nothing ever dies. Where nothing ever dies. Like we're above death itself. Nothing ever dies, right? And the natural can't enter there. Your natural mind can't enter there. Look, Rainy. As soon as God puts this garment of praise on her, there's a quickening comes. Yeah. There's a quickening come from the throne, from the heavenly places. There's a quickening. You know that scripture talk about those fires that burn around the throne? There's quickening life in those things. There's life from above that comes, and it starts to get down inside of her gut. So instead of saying, turn on the music so I can pray, she said, turn off the music so I can worship like mad, right? Because that quickening takes control of you, man. Turn that music off. I got to dance, right? I don't need music. I got to dance if something happened on the inner sanctums of my being. It came from another world. Bernadine, somehow I got up the ladder. Somehow I got up Jacob's ladder. And I saw the beauty. I saw Richmond redeemed by the blood. I saw the beauty of the glory. See, that's all heavenly. That's all quickening life. That comes from another. That's far beyond earth's boundaries. One man put it like this, and look, this is for PWM and everybody in the room, right? Because here's the Holy Spirit trying to launch us into a different atmosphere. Come with me, he says, come with me. This is what happens when the garment comes on. The flesh starts getting dissolved. It's not by our trying to do right, right? It's our believing that I'm in the holy city and the Spirit's doing the work to dissolve all my natural man because I can't do that myself. And she starts to see him. When that quickening comes, she starts to see over the city. And she starts praying in the Spirit now. Not blah, 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 blah. That's good, okay. I'm not shunning that. But she starts praying in the Spirit. God save this city. By the Spirit, from the throne, she's praying from above, from the heavenly Jerusalem, and she's praying the mind of God. Sarah, please hurry. Grab my arm. This is the respect that we have for people who have been called to pray. This is the respect that we have. That the people who are called to pray can knock Satan's kingdom over like dominoes. But Pastor Mike, that's if they're in the heavenly kingdom. That's if the Holy Ghost has taken control and he's dissolved, right? He's dissolved the humanness out of Sarah and picked her up into a heavenly sphere where life and love and liberty and immortality reigns. Somebody said, can God use men and women like that? Oh, God, we don't deserve it, but oh, my God, that's what he's waiting for. That's exactly what he's waiting for. And look, and she's saying inside, I can hear her praying, God, quicken me, quicken me. Quicken me by the blood. Quicken me by the spirit. Get me off this earth that I can inhabit eternity. See, it's no different with us than it is with God. You know, the scripture says God, he inhabits eternity. Well, guess who else should be inhabiting eternity? You, me, and everybody around us. God, get him off the earth. Get Sarah off that natural plane and let her walk in the newness of life, right? Here comes the scriptures. We're going to walk in the newness of life in a heavenly sphere. Turn everything upside down till I get it. Don't let me leave this earth for good without knowing the heavenly kingdom. Because when I get to heaven, I want to know what it feels like, smells like. I want to already know something about it. Thank you, Sarah. She taught the scripture says you were born again, not by flesh or not by the will of man or not by anything natural. It came straight out of heaven. When he saved you, he connected you directly to heaven. He took you off of the earth. He connected you directly to heaven, right? He connected. Now you belong here. And I'm going to keep dissolving. Till death doesn't have any sting in your life, right? When by the time you leave here, it's just going to be like a transition. I'm like, I don't even know when it happened because I'm already a part of resurrection life. I'm already a part of the rapture while I'm living. I don't care what day or time it is. I'm already a part of it. I've got that rapture spirit living on the inside of me. We got a different home. We've got this radiant place. You know, Pastor Love's not defined by what she does. She's defined by what she believes and where she lives. She lives where she believes. So here's the Holy Spirit giving her faith right now. Not human faith, but the God kind of faith, to dwell in the God kind of environment and to live like, there's no difference in you and the Apostle Paul. There's no difference. I mean, callings, of course, but as far as the life inside you, you got the exact same life. In other words, if he came in, I say that to say this, he can come and talk to you tomorrow, just like he talked to the people back then, because y'all love the same spirit. Are y'all listening to me? Matter of fact, when you read the Bible, you should hear him talking right out of heaven, because that's where he dwell. Remember, I was caught up in the third heavens, and he said mysteries that nobody can even understand, because the language doesn't compute. It's no different with Pastor Love. You can sit, stand, or pray, or have the mic, or whatever.
I had a vision in the prayer room, but I had it after Bernadine spoke. They have to hear what your heart was when you entered the room in all morning in order for the vision.
When I walked into the prayer room this morning and sat down, I started sensing that there was going to be a visitation of the Spirit today. And so immediately I felt that the need to pray for the hearts and minds of everybody that would come in here today to be prepared for that visitation, because I didn't want anyone to miss that point of visitation, because it's a personal thing. You know, you can't have the same experience with the Spirit that I have. He addresses us, each of us personally, where we are, and he's constantly trying to draw us into this place, this higher place, that we can't see it, you know. We may not even feel it, but he's trying to get us there. He's constantly drawing us. He's constantly pulling on us in every situation that we deal with, even those times where we feel like we are so far away from him and his word. He is still drawing. He's still pulling. He's still trying to get us. He's trying to get our attention to focus on him and to bring us to that higher place.
So the vision that I had while sitting there, when I walked out of the door, I saw my husband laying in the bed, and I glanced over at him and I said, he's so at peace. He's just so at peace. And then all of a sudden I saw his spirit come out of his body, and God laid to rest his mind and his body while his spirit was taking command of him. And that's what we want, God to lay to rest our mind and our body so that our spirit would be in control and he can use us spiritually and not what we are thinking, what our minds are doing, what our bodies are doing, the pain. He wants us to line up with the spirit that he has saved and in control.
It's beautiful. Yes. Yes. You know, the Spirit of God can actually get so strong in us. And really, that's what he's wanting to do. He has to take you up the ladder, meaning take you out of yourself. And it'll be times you don't even remember you have a body. That's how much he can take control over you. You know, Bernadine said this, that we have to get past ourselves in essence. But only the Spirit of God can do that. And I'm telling you, you know, the other thing she said was it's very personal. In other words, it has to happen to you. And that's why sometimes I take time to pray over you individually. It has to be personal to you. That's why I do this. I'm just not messing with his head, you know, his noggin. Because if we start to understand apostolic life, I'm not trying to give myself a title. You understand that without the apostolic life in our midst, we can't go high. We can't resurrect. And so God will put things always in our midst to remind us of the apostolic, and that we have to have personal encounter. And here's the thing he's saying this morning, real quick, Shanique, real quick, you know, I see you throwing away old stuff. I see you throwing it out the door. Old stuff. The old natural stuff, you're throwing it out the door so that you can walk in the straight and narrow way of the new creation, the heavenly life in Christ Jesus, okay? I see you throwing old stuff away. Look, Sandra, look. You know what's so good about the Bible? It's so personal, right? He said, I am the God of Jacob. In other words, you know, Jacob was stealing before he was come out the womb. He stole the birthrights. He's stealing. He's deceiving everybody. But I'm his God. In other words, it's personal. He didn't say Jacob, but somebody. I'm his God. I got it. I'm in control. I don't care how many years he's doing wrong. I'm his God. And so he had a plan for his life, and his whole plan for his life before the foundation of the world, God had a plan for you to make you prosperous, brother. His whole plan was this right here. That's his whole plan. Look, see, Taba, his whole plan is for you to climb that ladder. We know we're not going to let James climb it, but that's a, he said, you're not going to let him look at it. We had that little levity. We love James. Actually, I got a story to tell about yesterday. Taba, his whole plan for you, James, pray for me. His whole plan. Somebody said, look. No. Thank you. Look. His plan is not to just bless me. See, that helped. Just get out the Bless Me Club. That's not his plan for you. It's so much bigger than natural blessing. I got really mess here. I don't like the Bless Me Club. Because the Bless Me Club is about me. Not about him. And not about his plan. The Bless Me Club, you know, little sayings we have, that's all about you trying to get something. It's natural. Get out of the natural. You want prayers to start working? You know, Wigglesworth said, it's a blessed thing he finally got to the place. He said, as soon as he kneeled down, he felt like he was in heaven. As soon as he kneeled down, and the heavenly atmosphere, and the quickening started to come. And as soon as he kneeled down, supernatural started to hit him in the face. And whoever I pray for, they're going to get healed, right? Because I've learned to stay in the spirit with my healing. You know, we try to get people healed, but we're still in the natural. You got to get up the ladder to get people healed. Because it all comes from heaven. Remember, everything in God's mind is earth doesn't compute to nothing. Earth, earthly mindedness, earthly selfishness, your earthly interpretation of the scripture. He has no, it's natural. Chris, we got pouring something from heaven. Dissolve that unbelief we have. So get out the Bless Me Club. That's not, I have a plan for you. He had a plan for Jacob. And all the time Jacob was deceiving from birth on out, it's God still, I got to get you right here. You belong to another realm. You belong to another order. I got to dissolve you because you belong to a higher realm. I'm trying to get you up here. So he'd go to Bethel and he'd pray and have experience. And then he'd go back away and he'd come right back to Bethel where the ladder was. I'm the God of Jacob. Look, I'm the God of Ron. I got this plan for you, Ron. No matter how long you've been in church, this is waiting for you as soon as you get off the earth. Because it's personal. That's what Bernie Dean said. See, it's personal. Christ is the ladder. My only plan for you is to get up the ladder and get off the earth. Get out of the natural. Get out of the natural. Get out of your natural religion. Get out of your natural, what you think is going to satisfy you. Get out of the natural plans that you made up when you, this is my goal. This is my vision, right? It's all natural. You know, Habakkuk's up on a vision he's seeing in the spirit, sir. And he's not in the Bless Me Club. You know, Pastor Love, I didn't mean to say her name, but Pastor Love texted since I said it already. She texted me yesterday. And I could tell she's in the spirit. See, you start learning some stuff. She said, it's so good. Just get away with God and start to see the city. So now you're not praying from a selfish perspective. You know, a lot of our prayers are just bless us. You know, we pray amiss, you know, God, you know, I'll pray, we pray, but we pray amiss, you know, to consuming of our own lust, right? You know, apostolically, it just flashed before me. I saw Bernadine in heaven. I saw Bernadine. I'm not going far. I saw Bernadine in heaven praying from God's heart, praying from the throne, praying from a higher realm. Oh, God, save that. Save that. Save that over there. Save that over there. Renew that. Quicken that down there. Let the fire burn over there. Heavenly fire now. I'm not talking about natural. Mm-mm. Natural gets us nowhere. If God could put you in the spirit for half an hour, you'd be wondering, what in the world have we been doing all of our religious life? What have we been doing? We haven't been dancing. We don't know what freedom is. You know, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. And he said, I go to prepare a place for you, so where I go, you can come also. Not when you die. Not when you die. I go to prepare a place. Now you come join me up in the heavenly realm. Seated together. I can't sit. I want to sit, but I can't. Seated together in heavenly places. Rainy, where your prayers will get answered. When you use my name, it'll work. Instead of just tagging it on at the end of a prayer. You follow me? Follow me. And Pastor Riley starts singing something about that name. It's not just a hashtag in Jesus' name thing, right? It's not hashtag in Jesus' name. It's not that. It's something about that name because I'm in heavenly places and sitting with him, you know. And I want Ron to share something. I'm gonna preface it by this. Joy. You know what the scriptures say, Sandra? We're born again not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed. There's an incorruptible seed on the inside of you that only works in heavenly places. It's the only way in places works. It only works in heavenly places. It does not work on the earth. It only works in heavenly places. It's incorruptible. In other words, death can't touch it. It won't decay. It's immortal. It lives a long time. It's incorruptible. You know? And it starts to grow, and it's watered. And it starts to grow through tests and trials when you don't complain about them. It starts to grow. Tests and trials part of your Christian upbringing. You have to learn to praise him. You know, count it all joy. You got to learn. And I'm careful how I say that because I don't want you to try. I want you to trust the life of God inside of you to teach you to count it all joy. In other words, there's a count it all joy spirit in here that starts to spring up. You know, it's not legalism. It's not a law. It's life. Next thing you know, Pastor Love, we're dancing. I'm counting it all joy and dancing, right? And I'm dancing. I'm counting it all, oh, God. They use me. And you're just praising God. And you don't even know why. It's that incorruptible seed on the inside of you. It's that Christ seed coming to life. And nothing can kill it. Nothing can kill it. All we do, Rob, is believe. God, something inside of me that's bigger than death. I believe it. It's bigger than death. I believe it. There's something inside me that can praise in trials. I can't do it in myself, but there's something inside of me that can praise in trials. That's why Paul sung at midnight. That's why he sung at midnight. Yeah. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden light. It's easy to sing when the Spirit coming out of you. I don't care what's going on. When the spirit of life coming out of you and the immortal thing, man, I'm singing, I'm drowning and singing, I'm singing. Are y'all following me? It's all heavenly, see. Seek first the kingdom of God. Because that's the only place he has for you. I got a letter. You know, I'm the God of Jacob. I'm the God of Sarah. I'm the God of Derek. I'm the God of Rob. I'm the God of Rainey. I'm the God of Deborah. Who can I mess with? I'm even the God of Kristen. I mess with somebody. I'm not satisfied till you get into another realm. I'm just not satisfied. Because the earth is judged. Come off the earth. Don't be conformed to this world. I hate it. You know, if you love the world and you say you love God, but you love the world, you know, God hates the world. He hates it. Come on up here. Come on up here, right? You know, I was watching those guys hang that sign out here yesterday. And it was three of them. And at one point, you know, we had to drill holes in the sign. And then some holes were at the bottom of the sign. Well, before we could hang it, we had to drill holes and put screws in it, whatever. James is on the ground, concrete, like this here, putting screws down there. And, man, I got a quickening. God. He's down here at the cross, bowing his life down. Preparing to go up. Just preparing to go up there. You know.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord's speaking to me, yeah, that's how I got to do you. Mm-hmm. Many people won't accept the cross life. Mm-hmm. Because I ask them, why people aren't walking the resurrection in the body of Christ? Because they won't follow the cross. God put a cross in life. I don't know about crosses, you know. That's bad gospel. It's the only gospel, isn't it? Without the cross, there's no resurrection. And God had to teach Jacob that. Jacob keeps trying to get ahead. He's trying to get ahead. You know, fooling Laban, right? Trying to get ahead, fooling him. Okay, I'm just going to wait for you because I'm the God of Jacob. But always going to be this ladder. And it's the same message for us. All God wants you to do is get up on this heavenly ladder and live in that spiritual realm. That's all it is for you. Because the world, you know what Jesus said? He said, the world has nothing in me. Nothing. Somebody said, this is impossible. Yep. But with God, all things are possible. Oh, you can live in the spirit. Let me see your scarf again. I know you don't want to take it off. I can feel it. In the bottom of that cup is just mortality, flesh, impurity, sin among sin, born in iniquity. But immortality, falling the cup is life swallowing up death by the Spirit of God. And that's how we begin to see you, walking in the spirit, living in the heavenly realm, taking your place in eternity now, living inside of him. In him we live and move and have our being. In Christ all things are triumphant, right? We breathe in him. We live in him. We sing in him. We dance in him. We worship in him. We pray in him. And even when we die at the end of our lives, we die in him. And then there's no fear. There's no fear for Nock. Ron's going to finish this for me. Can you take this back to the side? He emailed me something that I wanted him to share. Let's just believe. Watch the Holy Spirit take us all up to another place.
A year or so ago, when the Islamic State whatever it is, the ISIS, was still active in Syria and Iraq. They captured a Yazi man. Now, the Yazi are one of these religious sects in the Middle East that they have lots of that are, we don't know about them. They're monotheist, but they're not part of Islam. They're not part of Judaism. They're not part of Christianity. This man, but the ISIS particularly hates these people. And this guy, Sean Foyt, was with Bethel Music, was over there working on a project called Light a Candle Project, going into this area where Christians were being persecuted. And they said this one particular man, and his name was not given for kind of obvious reasons, They said the Yazi were really targeted by ISIS for genocide. They were raped, they were beaten, they were executed. ISIS didn't want to imprison them, they just wanted to kill them, to wipe them off the map. And so they had this guy, and they were working him over, and they discovered he's a Christian. Oh, have we got a deal for you? They stoned him. They burned him. They burned him three times because he didn't die. He was in prison. He was tortured for 2 months. He said Jesus spoke to him in a dream. And Foyt told him, Jesus appeared to you in a dream because he loves you. The man said he was stoned. ISIS members drenched him with 20 gallons of gasoline. And even though he was burned alive, he said he inexplicably survived unharmed. He credited Jesus for surviving. He said, and they burned me, but I didn't burn. Foyt closed this with, we want to redefine missions for a generation to where we're actually the first to respond. That's the essence of the gospel, to go into places where no one else is willing to go. Treva and I, last month, were up in Fredericksburg for a conference up there, the Wake and the Dawn thing, and they were in the process of commissioning a lady, a black female, what I call a crypto missionary, who was going into that area of the world. She was, they didn't say it, but they implied she was going to Iran as a missionary. She will not be welcomed there. And yet, people are doing that. People are responding. And to make it really interesting, this is a quote from, who cares? What if I told you the best evangelist for Jesus was the Ayatollah Khomeini? The Ayatollahs brought the true face of Islam to light, and people discovered it was a lie. After 40 years of Islamic law, a utopia according to them, they've had the worst devastation in the 5,000-year history of Iran. What if I told you Islam is dead? This is an Iranian church leader says in a film called Sheep Among Wolves. What if I told you the mosques are empty inside Iran? What if I told you that no one follows Islam today? Would you believe me? It's actually what is happening inside Iran. God is moving powerfully inside Iran. More Iranians have come to faith in Jesus in the last 20 years than in the 1,300 years since Islam swept through Persia. This is, and that was a quote from Dalton Thomas, who says the movement, an Iranian wake, he calls the movement an Iranian awakening. It owns no property, no buildings, has no central leadership, and it's predominantly led by women. So how can we possibly live in despair when those folks are living in faith? They're living in the Spirit. They're like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're passing through the fire. And we complain when the toast is burnt. Jesus told us, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. You will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." Now, he's speaking to Christians now. "But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come."
So there's this, thank you, Ron. So there's this flavor, this atmosphere, this new tone, this higher note, this heavenly note that's filling our midst and getting deeper into our hearts. It's eternal life. It's life of another kind. It's Zoe. It's movement from heaven that none of us can get away from, because it's tracking us down and sucking us in, and it's dissolving everything natural and dissolving our self-interest for the interests of God and for the kingdom. I can see us all journeying there, one by one and then corporately. And even in the last day, we'll be so delighted to throw our crowns at his feet, because we lost self and gained Christ instead. This is a high time for us, going past the ways of the world and past the ways of self into his eternal kingdom. Praise God. I do want to collect the offering. So, James, if you could help us do that, please, you can make checks out to PWM. James will give you an envelope. But even give your offerings into heaven and give them in the spirit. We don't want to do it by compulsion. You know, we want to do it by grace and by what God's lighting up in our lives. Don't forget the Outer Banks coming, the trip, a week-long trip to the Outer Banks coming. The dates are in your announcement card. Anybody's welcome. It's a prayer retreat. but it is not a pressure retreat. It's not a pressure time. It's a time for prayer, fellowship, deep impartations, getting closer to Jesus. I guarantee you it will change your spiritual life. After the service, we'll have personal prophetic ministry. If you want a personal word of prophecy, please see Joy. She's got her hand up. She'll be standing right over there. Any visitors will go first to get a personal word, a prophetic word. I highly recommend those. And back there today will be Rainey and Pastor Love. Amen. Thank God for those two. They're going to give you a word from heaven. And I'm going to say over you that even as you write your check and fill out your envelope, that heaven is watching it, and that God is making sure that things, that it's fruitful and it does the purpose for you, whether it's on the inside or on the outside. But it's just not tangibleness that we're after. We're after the broken bread of Christ. And our offerings can make that happen. All right. Everything is going up here. The reason I speak on heavenly things is because everything's going up here. And everything has to go up. It has to go up. God's looking for people who have a like heart that he has. You know, David's a man after God's own heart, remember? David dwelled in the heavenlies. That's why he could kill the lion and the bear, and that's why he could do the nations, and because he dwelled in the heavenlies. You know, 4,000 years, 3,000 years ago, whatever. It's for you. It's for me. Let's stand together in this thing. If you don't see James climbing the ladder, that's probably the wrong person to say. The spiritual ladder. Thank you. If you don't see him climb the spiritual ladder, pray, right? Know him after the spirit. Know him after as a ladder man. It's always going to try to go back there, isn't it? But know him after the spirit. And if he's not in the spirit, pray, God, you know, he's really a ladder man. And corporately, let's do that. Let your text be in the spirit. When you leave here, stay on the ladder. Talk about spiritual things. Talk about the new creation. Talk about the kingdom, right? You know, the scripture says, set your mind on things above, where Christ sits on the right hand of the Father. Set your mind on heavenly things. Thank you for visiting us today. God bless you. How'd you find out about us? Oh, really? Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, I can't remember stuff. Yeah, was it a long, long time ago? I probably wasn't even here, right? That's kind of funny. Taba, Derek's going to spring up more into everlasting life. He's going to spring up. You know what? There's a spring in him. It wells up. You know, the life takes care of itself. It's not in his head, it's in his heart. There's a heavenly spring on the inside of him. And that's, the more we're watered in the heavenly water, the more that water produces heavenly life, right? And that's what we live in. Have this wonderful sense from the Holy Ghost that we're hitting higher ground. And a wonderful sense. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Past religion, past flesh, past the grave, past Satan's lies, into the realm of eternal life. James, why don't you come pray for this service? Not the food, I mean, not the offering. That's done in Jesus' name, but let's pray over the service and the people here.
Father, we once again thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence as we've come together here at your house, at your place of worship. We thank you that you've allowed us to come together and have the experience of being with you together. And we thank you that you took the time to reveal greater truths to us about the heavenly kingdom, about the divine life, and the truth of the ladder, to understand that you have a plan for us here now, and that in all things we are to live a divine life daily. We're not to look to be in heaven in the future. After death, we're to be in heavens now. And that you are doing so much to us to reveal the truth, to reveal heaven to us so that we can truly see the way you want things to be, so that we can live the life, the spiritual life, the divine life, and not the earthly, fleshly, religious life, but the divine life. And that we will be embraced by you, and we will experience you moment by moment. Every morning, we will begin to wake up to hear from you, to know your plans for our lives that day. And we will continue to allow you the freedom to bring the fleshly mind, the fleshly matters to rest, to death, and will bring into us your heart and bring into us the way you want life to be, the divine life, and allow us this day to really accept the truth and begin to believe the way you want us to live. Not live in the world, the fleshly life, but to live the divine life this day. And allow us to always remember, we may not be here in this building together, but we will never leave you, for you will never leave us.